Mezzah Hashem, learning the Maral. This is Shin number 3 in Tiferes Yisrael. And I have some copies for some of the Olim who are here in person. And I thank those who are listening to the recordings from around the world. Istanbul and United Kingdom and Brooklyn as well. And wherever you might be.
Brooklyn, the strangest of places.
Okay.
It's a different country.
Yeah. Okay. So, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to start, for those who have Rabbi Hartman's edition, on page Hay. But before we do that, I want to give a little hakdama, a little rather chazara, because the words of the Maral are really, really important to be learned at one time to get a big picture of what's going on. And my mashla give to, for me, for the limud of the Maral, is taking a billion, zillion size jigsaw puzzle, throwing it up in the air, and it lands, and the Maral puts it all together without any issues. Okay, I think the average person would be like, it's too much. It's lost. And he puts the whole entire universe from A to Z, backwards and forwards, and he shows that everything connects. Everything is interconnected. Everything. That being the case, we had a question on why does the pasuk begin Lifnei Zoysa Torah Shasamosh Lifnei Bnei Yisrael? That's how he began the Sefer in the Hakdama. And he explained because the word Lifnei represents every single person has a chelik, a shayach to Limad Torah. Every single person is shayach to Torah. That's why it's Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. That's number one. Everyone has to know that. It's not for the Talmud Chacham who never makes the mistakes. And by the way, the Talmud Chacham also makes mistakes. Okay, but that's what the Maral is saying. That's what the Maral is saying, that don't make that mistake. It's not Libnei Yisrael. It's Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. That's step number one, which is very important. You say. Step number two, we said that we make the bracha La'asoik B'divri Soira, not Lilmoid, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be oisik, to be involved. Just like the famous, piece from Rav Gifter Zatzal, when Rav Gifter went to some town, he was the Telzer Yeshiva, of course, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas, who was a fabulous, amazing orator, and he went knocking a certain gvir, a wealthy man's door, once, second time throughout the day. He keeps on knocking it throughout the day, different days while he's there on this trip. Eventually, his wife says, "Why don't you go to the office?" So he goes to the man's office, and he says to this man, he says, "I want to tell you something. You gave me pshat in the bracha I say every single day." And he said that a person has to be oisek in Torah like you're oisek in your business. He said to him, "You don't live in your house. You live in your business. A person has to be Isaac in Torah. That has to be his business.
You're living in the Torah.
That's your business. That's your business." Then we make the bracha Lasoik and not Limoid. Halachically, if you will, I don't want to say halachically from like halacha standpoint, but the Maral says, that being the case, it's not a mistake. It's not a problem if you make a mistake in learning, because you said Lasoik, you didn't say Limoid. Limoid didn't have to be correct. If you say lasoik, even if you make mistakes when you learn, it's totally fine. Not a problem. That doesn't mean we paskin like that. Doesn't mean we paskin like that incorrect pshat. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. If you paskin like Beis Hillel, even though you're banging away, Beis Shammai makes more sense to you. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful pshat. And Hashem loves it, as we said. And Hashem kisses it, and Hashem hugs it, and Hashem wants to hear more from you. And it's tremendous chizik, because many times people feel, I can't ask, I can't do, I can't. And the Maral is saying, you can. It's yours, just like any other person in Klal Yisrael. It's yours.
I was learning at Masmid, Mishnah Brachos with my son. All of a sudden, he said he wants to try Mishnah. So we open up Brachos. He makes Brachos. So we went to the sixth parak, Ketzer Mevarachim. Okay? And so I asked him, I said, what bracha would you make on this? Bracha would you make on this? And he came out like Rabbi Yehuda. He's like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, this thing has no stem. So it is the Bray Minei Deshaim. He's like, I like that a lot. I was like, I'm a Rebbe Yehuda guy. I said, that's amazing.
That's right.
But we all know that we don't make that bracha. Hey, Josh.
I mean, we don't pass it like that, but Lamaisa.
But
he's shaykh.
Ariel's neshama felt that.
He's shaykh to it, 100%.
And it was
100%. And you were probably in cloud nine that your son was mechavin to Rabbi Yehuda, and you should be in cloud nine.
It was amazing.
You know why they say cloud nine? Actually, I have no idea. But there are seven heavens. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is above that. So maybe cloud nine is above. I have no idea. Okay.
I think it's a club in New York.
We were zeich with the Milsa B'dichutza now, okay? Now, furthermore, although I gave you from page A, I wanted to share with you something that you don't have right now. And it's going back in the words that on page Gimel, for those who do have the Sefer, Rebaruch, page Gimel, okay, in the Tiferes Yisrael. Once again, you don't have this in front of you right now. Why do you make the bracha la'asoik? Because it's a birchas hamitzvahs. Shechayiv levarich al kol mitzvahs esek. If you do a positive mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Ve'ein mitzvahs esek yirak bedover sheyesh by ma'isa. How do you define a mitzvahs esek? Something has a ma'isa, has an action to it. Sharei nikra mitzvahs asek. Asek, to do. Very poshut, right? Shechayiv la'asois. You're obligated to do it. L'kach yesh levarich la'asoik da'ayinu limud toiro b'ma'isa. How do you do Talmud Torah in action?
By speaking it out.
By dibor, by speaking it out.
You
have okay?
to talk. You got to say it out.
Say it. V'zeh nikra, and in fact, halachically is the whole discussion. If you're just thinking it, you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning for whatever reason, and you can't go back to sleep, or you have to stay awake, take care of a child, whatever might be the case. You hope to go to sleep soon. Do you make birchas haTorah? Do not make birchas haTorah. This discussion. We're not passing halachah shayla now. That's the Mishnah Berurah here. But you could be mahar here according to those in Divrei Torah. Read the words with your eyes. That's what the Maharal is saying over here. Back in the top, he says shehad dibur nechshav ma'isa. The dibur of Torah is the etzik, is the ma'isa, is the action. When you make a brach lasik b'divrei Torah, where is the action? The dibur, the speech that you're doing.
That's why you say your bracha right after. You have to get the.
Because you have to fulfill
mekayim the mitzvah.
You make a bracha on an apple. You have to say ha'etz. Avolimud nikra havonis hadavar mashalomad. And remember this because it's what we're talking about tonight. Limud it means understanding that which you learned. Ve'en habracha rak al ma'isa ha'mitzvah. The bracha is on the action of the mitzvah, which is the dibur, to do it, to be involved with it. But not necessarily if you get the right pshat or not. I want to share with you just on the bottom over here, because he calls it Gimel Yisoides. Okay, Gimel Yisoides. On the previous page, you don't have this one. After, of course, I made that copy, I realized, oh, I really want to do it from page Gimel. That's why I encouraged the item to get the Sefer. So, he says here in the bottom like this. This is on the previous page, for those who have the Sefer, page Gimel. It's in number 14 on the bottom. And he says, this is Rabbi Hartman, by the way, for those who are not familiar, he put together many, many dozens of Svarim of the Maharal with cross-referencing other places where the Maharal says a similar point. And sometimes the Maharal will say something different in one Sefer or add a little something which helps and enhances what's being said in this Sefer we're learning now. That's one point. The second point is sometimes he actually gives a beer, an explanation. So that's just a couple of major points why the benefit of Rabbi Harvin's Sefer, also because it's good to have the same Sefer together. I'll tell you what page number you can follow along. So what does he say here in the bottom? He says, Gimel Yesoides, in the mitzvah's assay of Lasek Divrei Torah. Aleph, Af al pi sheyesh no mitzvah's assay hem es kayemes belev, even though there are, of course, and it's a question that you sitting here or you listening to the recordings might have, that what do you mean? There are definitely mitzvahs asay belev. Sheish mitzvahs tamidius, right? You're waiting online, and there's this big line in Acme. What else are you doing? But you're thinking, Anoich Hashem Rekech, Asher Zesich Meretz Yisrael. You're thinking, Hashem is a God who took me out of Mitzrayim. And it says the Mefarshim over there, that when a person is doing the mitzvahs of Sheish mitzvahs tamidius, the reward he gets, look at the Be'er Halacha, brings us down, the second Be'er Halacha in the Old Mishnah Berurah, It's based on the Sefer Chinuch. The reward the person gets is beyond comprehension for doing what? Sheish mitzvahs tamidiyas. So obviously there are mitzvahs asay that you can do without an action. So, but he explains like this. They're greater. That's what the Maharal is saying. A positive commandment that you do with an action is greater than the positive commandment you do with the machshava. That's what the Maharal is telling us here.
But isn't he calling the action Dibor? Isn't Dibor called?
Yes.
Dibor is an action.
Dibor is an action of Talmud Torah.
Right.
But he's saying, like, let's say taking the lulav. That's a ma'isa action, is greater than the mitzvahs asay b'machshava. That's what the Maharal is saying.
Not mitzvah asay dibor b'Talmud Torah.
No, because Talmud Torah is Kenegad Kulam.
And also, but it wouldn't be Kenegad Kulam if you couldn't speak up, if you couldn't. Right now, like this pilpul, right? We're doing Talmud Torah. We're saying things. You gotta articulating it. That's why people sit there and learn. They speak
it's
out.
It's of the memches dvarim shatar nignas behem to have this back and forth. That's why chavrusas. They're sharpening each other. The next part, he says, of the Gimel Yisoides, Beis, is that by Berchus HaMitzvahs, Niskeno Ala Iker, Sheva Mitzvahs Asay. A bracha on the mitzvah was established on a positive mitzvah to do. And the third point is Berchus HaMitzvahs, Niskeno Al Mitzvahs Asay, Shekiyum B'maisa. V'lo Ya Mitzvahs Asay, Shekiyum B'leiv. Where was a bracha established by Chazal to make? By a mitzvah that is fulfilled in action, but not believe. Okay? That's those three yusoidos. Mm-hmm. Now, let's pick up over here on page 8, the second paragraph. Omnam. Okay?
Where there's a few omnams.
The first, right?
The second paragraph. Second omnam. Okay. I didn't realize it. Yeah, fine. So it says like this. What did we just finish saying? In the previous paragraph, we were saying that when if you make a mistake in Limud HaTorah, that's lasik. It's totally fine. Amnam, losum divrei Torah lifnei zulasay, who kashim based upon him. Losum divrei Torah lifnei zulasay. To place Torah in front of someone else, is you have two difficulties now. To teach someone else Torah, it's not so posh. And this is not to discourage anyone, but let's understand what he's saying here. Ha'echad ki im einay mechavein ha'halacha lehoir einay zulasay bidvar emes lomaloi. When a person learns by himself, so he's Isaac and Torah. He makes a mistake. Made a mistake for himself. When the person's teaching Torah, why is he teaching? So there's the Maharal, as Rabbi Harman brings down from the bottom. The Maharal explains he's teaching the other person. Because a person can't do that on himself right now, or in the same Madrega. So if you're teaching the wrong pshat, you're not doing a good job. Because he's there to learn the MS. Not because you're Isaac and Tyra. He wants the halacha, so to say. Halacha meaning the MS, the bright pshat.
Meaning the Makabel is being Isaac and Tyra, and you, the Noisein,
are being
Malamed.
But you now have to be Malamed means MS. MS, that's exactly what he's saying.
The Makabel can be. But the Makabel can be Isaac and make mistakes, and I get it and the whole thing. That makes perfect sense.
Yes, he could.
But Malamed, you got to know.
We're discussing the Malamed now. The Malamed, when he's teaching Torah, he has to make sure, that's what he's saying, it's kosher, it's difficult in two aspects. He has to make sure he's teaching Alibi the Emes. Now, we're not talking halacha, halacha. We're saying what he's saying is true.
I better go back to yeshiva.
Definitely. Okay, well, that's why we're here tonight. Ki tachlis mashi yichavin hamaniach divrei Torah lifnei zulasoi. This, that a person, the purpose of giving over Torah lifnei zulasoi to the other person, is lahachim oisoi b'divrei emes v'yosha. Why am I teaching him?
Yeah.
Is to give him the emes, take a proper path. V'derech emes rochuk mishayimtza. And the derech emes is hard to come by. Mikosha came b'dayrusa elusha of the turn the page chachma. We're going to come back to in a second. Chachma b'nei adam. Okay, so the first problem is over here in regards to when we see problem of teaching. You have to make sure you teach a libid the emes. Let's go back now and take a look at number 24 in the bottom, which I felt is very important. Okay, so we're on page hey 24 in the bottom. Vim toima hare kasher loy made laatzmoi. He's coming to explain what we just said. Umadua, when you learn by yourself, you don't have to necessarily get the right shot. Obviously, your goal is to get the right shot. Let's not make the mistake with that. So why do we have this stringency that when I'm teaching someone else, all of a sudden, it better be a libidemis. It's not a difficulty. Why? When you learn by yourself, you fulfill Talmud Torah. As we've been learning, and that mitzvah is also set for the one who makes a mistake. Why are you teaching someone else so you can teach the person the right shot? You teach the person, this is called an aleph. This is called a beis. This is called a gimel. And you teach somebody this aleph is a beis and beis is a gimel. Yeah, big problems over there.
Better learning himself.
He can do the same thing himself. So you have to get the right shot. It's not two chavrusas learning pshat together. Right. It's Reuven is teaching Shimon. Okay, your name is Reuven. So there's a question that was just asked: is that when a person is teaching, is it that he's teaching, or is it that he knows that the Talmidim understood? So emes deka teaching is not that the teacher gets up there, the Rebbe, the Mora, and gives a wonderful class. Emes deka teaching is that the Rebbe and the Mora, they know that they got the message across and they taught the message. And I was about to share over this Maisa with Rav Avigdor Miller, where I was zoicha to be there in person. It was a private vad. Private vad. We got together. I had a friend of mine who learned. He came to Chaim Berlin, but he learned by Rav Shmuel Miller, zeichet tzadik levracha. And he told me, I always asked him, I said, I heard about this private vadim with Rav Avigdor Miller's that's all. I said, can you get me in there? So one night he tells me, it's me tonight. I was so excited. We went over there from Chaim Berlin to for those who know Flatbush, it's a bit of a trip, you know, you don't have a car, okay? The kids said, we got to a shul, we go downstairs to the basement, the lower level, and there were, I don't know, maybe 5-6 people sitting around the table, right in front of him. I was schwitzing. Not because it was hot in the room. I was just like I'm sitting right here in front of Rav Avigdor Miller, okay? And he said to us, we're going to learn the Rambam. It was Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. And as I'm telling this, I see him right in front of us, right here. And he said, I'm going to teach what I want to teach you, and then I'm going to ask one of you to repeat what I said. Okay? And I was davening so hard that he will not call on me. Okay? I don't know if that was good or not good, but Lamaise, he didn't call on me. And he called another bacher, and he said, that's not what I said. I'm going to repeat it now. You hear? And why did he do this? Because he wanted to make sure that everyone is focused. There's nothing else in the world that exists right now besides the Torah that's in front of you. Now, you can always ask a question. I'm just concerned if I start that approach, we won't have too many people coming to the shiurim. It's actually
maybe we have more.
We have more.
We
should try, right? So that's what he says over here in the bottom, back inside, in number 24. If you're teaching incorrectly, what do you need the teacher for? You can get wrong shot by yourself.
And be in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Isaac Torah. Okay. Malohem sarich bimalamid. What do you need the Rebbe for? Right? You see where I am? Yeah. Okay, so later on he says like this in Perek, at the end of Perek Lamed Vav, he says, V'hovein hadvarim ha'elu mo'id. Hinei lifonecho, like just like we said, Zois hatar shesamosh lifnei b'nei Yisrael, so lifonecho dvarim amitim. Ein safik behem l'mish ma'ayin behem. It's dvarim amitim, it's emesdika words. Then he brings from the Derech Chaim and also in the Gura Sashem the same point. Now it has to be emes. And in number 25 he says, The derech emes rochok mishiyimtsa. What does it mean derech emes as far? Now listen to this. Outside Rabbi Yisai. How do you say a falsehood, something which is not true? Sheker. How do you spell sheker? Shin kuf reish. Where are these letters? These letters...
Almost correct.
First of all, number one is they're out of order. That's number one. But they're right near each other. Emes is Aleph is the first letter. Sof is the last letter. Tav, Sof is the last letter.
Tav. It's
talking about Tav. Okay. Mem is smack in the middle. They're the farthest from each other. You hear what's going on?
Yeah.
Sheker is right near each other. Shin Kuf Reish is right there. They're all together. Yes, they're out of order. It's part of the Sheker. If I ever say something that's not clear, please ask me to repeat it, okay? I'll tell you something else by the Maisa of the Rav Miller. While we're middle of learning, I hear this lady screaming, "Rabbi Miller! Rabbi Miller!" I'm thinking, what is going on? I was getting ready to be like Pinchas, like jump up out of my seat, like, what is going on there? In the middle of Shir, it's like 10:15 at night, you know, who's interrupting the Rav Shir? And then I realized, okay, calm down, this is his wife, this is Rebbetzin. And she was telling him, it's getting late. Whatever time it was, I don't remember. It's getting late. Okay? He was not a youngster at that time. He was probably in his high 80s. He was nifted not too much later. He was high 80s, low 90s. When I don't remember exactly. I mean, I could try to figure it out. But not for now.
It's wild stuff.
But she was taking care of him. She didn't want him to go too late. That's why she was calling down from on top. Okay. So let's look inside over here, number 25. And he discusses this MS. Ma'isiv kein lahayrais es hakoishi. We're discussing the difficulty sheish b'malamid toyer lachir in regards to teaching Torah to others. Shela'achashi biyer sheish al ha'malamid l'chavin l'amitu shel Torah. After the Maharal just explained, when you're teaching someone else Torah, you have to try to teach him the MS, l'amitu. Madish b'zeh sheish b'hakavona zu koishi gol. There's a tremendous difficulty. Mm-hmm. Because emes is very hard to find. It's rochok mishiyimsa. V'oid oid she emes rechoyka mimnei yodom. This that the emes is hard to get from people. He nei l'shoynei be'er goylem. Now he brings be'er goylem be'er rivi. He writes it like this. This is all maral. Ki hadvarim ha'elu lo yikonsu b'leiv ha'koyrei rak be'iyun rav ma'oid. This is so important. You remember that mice I said over with my Rosh Hashiva Shlita, should be well? Yeah. With when he banged on the table,
yeah.
And he said a chutzpah, yeah, that a person should think to understand the Rashba the first time around? How many times does a person sit down to learn a Gemara, to learn a Torah, to learn a Beis Yosef, to learn anything, to learn a Rashi and Chumash? To learn a Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash has so much amkus. And the person doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. But, and then the person feels like maybe I should throw the towel in. I don't know. I'm not cut out for it. What did he say here? Ki hadavarim ha'elu lo yikonsu b'leiv ha'kari rak bi'iyun rav me'oid. You want to understand Torah's emes? You have to delve into it. You have to delve into it. Iyun rav me'oid. That's how MS is. You want to get it, you have to work hard for it. And after you get the pshat, it's so sweet. And as we said, it's your Torah, because it's you toiled in it. Nirim rechoikim looks far, but chilas ayun. And anyone who has been there, that had a difficulty and worked hard, knows exactly what the Maharal is saying, that after you work hard, it's like in the afternoon when everything is so clear. Like sun. The sun is bright outside in the middle of the day. Now, he brings further, and he says like this, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, Kilakach Sheker Mekarvon Mile. The letters of Sheker, Shin Kuf Reish, they're out of order, which is what Sheker is. Okay, it's not MS. But they're right near each other. They're the last three letters are before the Sof. Ki oise sheker him biyachad, they're together. Ki ein et sorich letroyach achar sheker. It's not hard to find sheker. It's not hard to find sheker. B'yochol loyma, you can say, Shkarim kimoy shiyotze. As much as you want, you can say shkarim. Aval ha'em es lo shchiyach. But demes is not so common. Memnei kach oyzio es shalem es meruchokos. And she you can't get the letters of MS farther away the way they are formed between the Aleph in the first, the Mem in the middle, and the Saf at the end. That's the farthest you could get there. Why? Because the reason for that, and the beauty we're saying is we're expressing, explaining, hopefully I'll be MS, that what? That the letters, the oisiois, the milis, the words, they themselves are intrinsically MS. And that's, by the way, why gematria means something. That's why an MS de gematria means something. I just saw from Avram Shor Sefer, we learned in First Seder in the morning, so we just saw that Eish is gematria what? 301. Which is one more than Yetzer. Because the person takes what we're doing now, the Eish HaTorah, we're not thinking about Eretz Yisrael right now. The Eish HaTorah, a person takes the fire of Torah, which is Torah is the fire, and the same way a person is Machshir Akeli. Somebody can trave in the kitchen, so you take out the blowtorch, you kashu it with fire. So to a person, to Matar his Neshama, what does he do? He takes out the fire. What's the fire? Says the Stipler and many others before him, of course. It's the Eish HaTorah. The Eish, the fire of the Torah, is going to conquer the Yetzer. Eish is 301, Yetzer is 300. That's why a gematria is emes, because everything we're saying here is emes. These words, the Aleph, the Mem, the Saf, the Shin, the Kuf, the Reish. Back on top of the page, Hasheni, right here.
Okay.
Hasheni. Now the second koishi, the second difficulty we're dealing with in regards to teaching others. Af im hu Hasheni, the second reason over here. Af im hu mechavein ha-halacha. Miyodeya im yu lerotznim refi fiv luzlurosai. So let's say you said them as the kvashat. Baruch Hashem, you did your job.
How do you translate this?
Who's going to know if this person that you're teaching understands the words? It will be pleasant, will be received. The words of your mouth to this other person. Let's take a look at number 27 to clarify what this means a little bit.
It's the first time I've ever looked forward to a note in my life. I'm very excited about this.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm bothered by the sentence.
Well, good. But the truth is, most of these notes are just morale in different places.
It's all morale.
The Chumash Shapirish Rashi. First, we're going to Rashi first. Okay, Rashi HaKadosh. Okay. And straight to Dav Zayin. Loi avakosalko leishmais aliba dehilchaso. That he wasn't zoich to get the pshat according to the emes. Loi haya zoich loimar davar miskabel. He didn't say something that which is miskabel, which is accepted. Okay, so he says, for the chen kos of Rashi, and so to chafalif, im yizke sheyesuyu min hashemayim, miskabel dvorov, bein chaveir lo hayris kahalocho o chemishpat. The shayla is the person, does he merit the siyat d'shmaya? That Hashem will give him, that the words he says will be accepted by his chaveirim, lo hayris kahalocho o mishpat. That's what it means, the words, mi yoideya, im yu lirotzen im reifiv, luzulosei, who, if it will be accepted. Furthermore, he says, v'chei nemar mishlei, explains the Gra Kleimer. Neged Chachma, Amar Shidnu Chaim Lavshecha. Chachma will give Chaim to your nefesh. K'mashinemar haChachma Tichia Baalel. The Chachma will mechaye its owner. Chain Ligargo Yisecha. Grace Ligargo Yisecha. Shiu Devarim Nishmoim. Things will be heard. K'mashinemar Tehillim. Who knows if you'll be able to say this chachma in an emesdik way that'll be mekubal from this person? Let's continue on top. So if you didn't get the message across, then how does that help?
So the first problem was you're saying the wrong thing.
You're saying the wrong thing. That's number one.
You're saying the right thing, but who knows if this person even accepts or understands
what
you're saying.
Yes, yes. Right. That's a double koishi. double whammy, the double difficulty okay. that the Maral is saying, I'll be melamed Torah la'acher, to someone else. Vein sovek he called pe'ula asher rochok she'agiyah ha'poyel el tachlis, tachlis kavanosoi. And he says, there's no doubt, vein sovek he called pe'ula, every action, asher rochok she'agiyah ha'poyel el tachlis kavanosoi. If you're not sure, this is a very important yesod, by the way, if you're not sure you're going to accomplish something, Ein roi sheyifol oisa pula, shlo yeh pulosei larik levatola. If you're not sure you're going to accomplish what you want to accomplish, he says, what are you going to do it for? You're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your time. And as he brings, like we say in davening shachris, leman loy nigo larik, we have a tefillah. We daven to Hashem. Leman loy nigo larik, we shouldn't be yageya, we shouldn't toil, we shouldn't work hard for no purpose, for nothing. Loy neila lebehola. And our... what we're going to work and spend time on will not come to anything that's worthwhile. The morale, we're going to go continue the next paragraph, but I just want to point out, the morale is telling us something which reminds of a conversation I once had with my Rashiva, Shlita. And let me backtrack. Chazal tell us, if you have Talmidim when you're younger, if you might be Talmidim when you're older. And other statements similar to this. Why is that? Because you never know. You never know who is going to be that Talmud that's going to be Zoiche to take that message and go further. You taught Talmidim when you were younger. You taught when you were 30, when you were 40. You're 70? You have the Koiches? Be Maimed Talmidim. The Mishnah says, be Maimed Talmidim. And the Mepharshim explained, because you never know. Why? Because it could be that you might be teaching, but it's not going to go anywhere. And if that's going to be the case, then what are you accomplishing? What's the morale teaching us? We are here to accomplish. That's the message my Rashi was teaching you. You were here to accomplish. We have to make sure that our focus and everything we're doing is set up for that goal to be accomplishing. Now, whether or not we do accomplish, yes, it is totally on us to a major degree, but it's also totally on our Siyat HaShemai. And that's one of the reasons when we daven, we have to make sure we have kavan, we say these words. L'man loy nigo l'arik. Very important words. L'loy neila de bahola. And we say these words tomorrow morning. By Shachas, manu valutziyon. Now, he's going to tell us like this. The teva of a person, the nature of a person, is to some degree to be besimcha when someone else fails something. This is what she says now. Teva ha'odom l'smoyach b'kishloin zulosloi. V'adavar hazeh asher amayinu af b'doyres ha'shleim mochi yatzorich la'odom ziruz yiseiru shlo yeh nichshol b'zeh.
I got lost. Where?
We're in the next paragraph. Right?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. V'adavar hazeh asher amayinu. This is what we said. In other words, you look at number 29, you see what it benefited? Mm-hmm. Look at 29. Mi yodea im yu l'rotz im refiv, luzu l'asoi. Right? That which we said, who knows it will be accepted by the person you're teaching, as well as the kain yosef levar, shed b'derech klal, kol divri zu l'asoi, enim l'loi l'rotz. And he's adding now that many or most times, it's not going to be l'rotz. If anyone's cold, please close the window. He explains what this is now. That he's saying, you have, even in the previous generations, the greater generations, this is Maral talking now, they themselves needed to be careful not to be besimcha when someone else makes a mistake. It sounds very childish, right? Sounds childish. The Maral's talking to adults here. Perek Dalit brings the famous Gemara, Daf Koyach, Chav Chesmet Beis. B'chnisosu lebeis ha-medrash, which is brought down the halacha to say this before davening, after davening. B'chnisosu lebeis ha-medrash mispalim. A person goes into davening, into the Beis ha-medrash to learn. He should have it, he should say the tefillah. Yihi rotzoin, right, the same word, yihi rotzoin, shulei koshu b'dvar halacha. And I should not make a mistake with Dvar Halacha. Not say that which is tahar, that which is pure, is tamei. What he's focusing on here is the ikar is v'yismuchu b'chaveray, and they should not be happy at my mistake. My chaveim should not make him stumble with my dvar alocha. V'esmach behem, and that I shouldn't rejoice over their mistake. Adkan. That's the focus here, not to be besimcha at someone else's shortcoming. Harei she'afet tamad chacham gadol. He says, even by a Talmud Chacham Gadol, Leiv ha'odom noite l'smoyach kasher yimtza b'dover zulasi chisaron. You hear this?
Wow.
When I was learning this, I was a little embarrassed myself.
Wait, say it again.
What that what? Harei she'afet Talmud Chacham Gadol, even by a Talmud Chacham Gadol, the nature of a person is l'smoyach, is to rejoice when his friend is not understanding as well as him. Why is that? I think the simple understanding is because every single person, no matter if you're 2, 22, or 102, have to feel good about themselves. You have to feel good about yourself. So, if you have an up on someone else,
right,
that I feel good right now.
The easiest way to do it is not for you yourself to go up, but to feel better when someone else goes down.
That's the nature of the person.
Right.
Why did Hashem design it like that?
We have to work on ourselves. We're here to work.
Just give us endless opportunities.
We always have to work.
Super crazy.
We always have to work.
Our nature, if we want to grow and close, the easier way to grow is to see someone else.
We're not growing. You're the same. We're just putting them down.
No, but we're thinking that we're on a higher level now because the person's failing.
So now you don't have to grow.
Yeah, but now also Hashem is saying, don't ever make it.
Also, it's laziness because we think we're not actually growing.
Right. Look at number 30. Look at number 30.
It's so true, though.
Of course it's true. Everything else is true. look at number 30. She yismach hashemeya b'chesra and she yimsa b'divrei chaveirev. That the person is going to be b'simcha when his friend has a shortcoming. And that's exactly what Zach is saying here. Exactly what he's saying, because I don't have to do anything hard.
Right.
I see his shortcoming. Oh, I'm better than that. I don't make that mistake that he made. Now, we all have chisroinus, we all have mistakes. And we all work together, we're machazik ourselves as a unit. Weiter. Ki kol odom mitivoi sameach v'shleimus asher yesh loy al zulosei. Each person, intrinsically, is besimcha, he has to work on himself now, on the shortcomings that someone else has, but he doesn't have them. One person, he can park better than the next person. He could drive better than the next person. Whatever examples you want to think of. One person, he speaks better. Another person, he writes better. Whatever. He's more athletic. He's smarter. He's quicker. He's whatever the milas of a person that he has over someone else, when he thinks of his milas and the other person doesn't have that, he gets elevated. Obviously, we have to work on this. Ve'nod l'chaveroi, ve'nish l'ishtoi, u'lakach mispalosh lo yelich acher tivoi. That's why we're davening. The person should not go after his nature. The yismach, and to be happy. On page Zion. Kishechaveroi nichshol b'dvar halacha. When his friend stumbled b'dvar halacha. V'hu einay nichshol. And he didn't stumble. We have to daven for this. We have to daven to Hashem. Harei she'af b'tamad chochem godo leiv ha'odem noite l'smayach kasha yimtza b'divrei zulosi chisoron. A person, even by a Talmud, listen to the words, Talmud Chacham Gadol. A person, he rejoices at someone else's lacking something, lack of understanding or something. Ki kol odom b'tivoy, samech b'shleimus asher yesh loy, al zulosei. Lechkach mispalush lo yelech achar tivoy v'yismach. You started this right now?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Kishechaveiroi nichshol b'dvar alocha, v'hu einay nichshol. Page Zayin now. Ve'im ki yesh lefarish ha'hepich, you can explain the other way around. Ma'ashama v'yismuchu b'chaveirai bi. In other words, you can explain the other way around. V'yismuchu chaveirai bi. That you're concerned, you're down to Hashem, which is what we do say also, that you don't want your friend to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you just don't want to laugh at your friend. Now, by the way, this definitely could apply to Chavrusas. There's no question about it. This could apply to Chavrusas. Even though we spoke...
You say before you say...
Right. I'm saying, but like, earlier we spoke about... Like the last soik, B'divri Soiro, is the Pilpul Chaveirim.
Mm-hmm.
But this definitely can apply, you know, whether one Chavrusa never heard of something in Navi, and then now you're learning something in Gadata, and then and all of a sudden, like, you say, like, you never heard of David Melech? Like, where have you been, right? And he's thinking, like, could you, if you know the story, what happened to Navi, just tell me. Like, I don't, right? Okay, it's simple as that, right? You could see that happening, right? Now, was that person, was he a Rasha? Did he mean, he didn't mean, he forgot himself. Right. So we have a tefillah, so we dive into that tefillah sheyismechu chavei rov boy kasher lo yikoshlel hu b'dvar halacha. That he should not make a mistake. Ein ha-maimer soivel zeh. Says, we have to understand what's going on there. Shadayin, I'm going to read some words and we'll explain what's going on to the end of the paragraph and we'll stop. Shadayin lo yomar sheyoymer dvar halacha. It didn't say dvar halacha here, but the person shouldn't make the mistake. Rak sh'omer b'derech slilo sh'lo yekoshel. We said like a negative. Sh'lo yekoshel b'dvar halacha. V'ulai lo yoymer dvar halacha klal. Maybe the person's not going to say dvar halacha at all. Why are you talking about a dvar halacha? Everybody's saying a Dvar Halacha Meis Medrash. What's this Dvar Halacha discussion over here? The tefillah should have been that the person is davening, Hashem, please tell me to say that what that which is tar is tar. That which is tame is tame. Because this way I get the right emes to kapshat. Pirush Rashi, what does that mean? Right, so it explains over there. Rashi explains. Let's just finish my route. It's a little confusing here. If it's possible for those who are the Talmid Chacham Gadol for them to make this mistake with their midos, to laugh at the next person at his shortcoming, by the generation where they're not shleimus. And they're on a lower madriga, kilo yilmoid zchus al ha'imer v'arei ha'koishim yitzat shnei pamim. And that's the difficulty that exists from two angles. Angle number one, that maybe I'm not saying the emes d'kipshat. Angle number two, maybe he's not getting the pshat. And he's discussing, in that not getting the pshat, I'm laughing at him.
Right. That's like
that. Now, let's just see a little further. That was why. Let's see a few minutes further. Omnam lehi notzel mizeh. So how do you save yourself from this now? How do you save yourself from this problem? Lehi notzel mizeh kasher yichavin ma'isav el hashem zbarach, asher hirish el ha'odom ha'toyer v'achochma. Gam ato yitein loy toyrosoy, v'yadrich oisoy be'nesivus emes ki me'itoy seisei toyrosoy. When a person says the maral, is mechaving myself, his kavona is to get the emes of the kibshat. Hashem, please help me understand and give over emes the ketayra lamida shel tayra. Gam ata yiti noy, Hashem will give the tayra to the person, and he won't have this problem.
Hayrish, like a marasha, like to inherit.
Where do you see?
Asher hayrish el ha'adam. You inherit over you.
Asher hayrish el ha'adam ha'toyro. Yes. Now I want to share with you on that note. We're going to pick up Mitzvah next time from Peish Ches in the Rabbi Hartman's edition.
A life insurance term, bequeath.
Okay.
It's a general clause. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to pick up from the Gemara in the Darim. But before we conclude, I have to share with you in Nefesh HaChaim, which I think ties in beautifully. It's in Shar Dalet Perek Vav, very short. Okay, but very powerful and extremely important. Everyone has
you
to know this.
You know Shar Dalet?
Everyone has to know this. Okay? Shar Dalet Perek Vav. Lezois, of course, Nefesh HaChaim is V'chaim V'lajna. It's a couple hundred years after the Maral. Lezois ha'emes shezu hi ha'derech ha'amiti. You want to learn Torah? This is what you have to do beforehand. When a person prepares himself to learn, it's appropriate for him to sit, not just sit physically, but mentally, Kodem Shiaschil al Kolponim Zmanuot for a short amount of time. Beyiris Hashem Tahira B'Taharis Halev. This is what you should be thinking about. I'm coming to learn Tahiris Emes. I want to tell you something. What do I do before I give a shir? I say a tefillah to Hashem. Hashem, help me. Help me say this. It's not me. I'm the mouthpiece. If I'm a zoiche, I'm a zoiche. I hope these zoiche. I drive right over here. That's what I did. I davened to Hashem. I hope I was zoiche. You'll tell me after we turn off the recorder. Okay? People ask me how my shir was. I said, ask the people who heard that shir, you know? I might think it's good. But what does he say you have to do here? Connect to Hashem in Yiras Shemayim. But Taharis Alev. Do tshuva. You come to learn Taharis Emes? It's not a biology book. It's not a math. There's not algebra here. And we're not putting any other knowledge down. This is Torah HaKadosh, L'hadlun Kodesh L'chol. Literally. This is the Torah HaKadosh. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're connecting to Hashem. L'zvadais al chatosoy m'umka d'libo. K'dei shitei toirosoy k'doisho u'tahara. Tahira. That the Torah should be Kodesh and Tar. V'yichavim l'zdabek b'limudoy boy b'tahira. Is this not what the Maharal was just saying? This is... You want to get the emesik pshat? You want to say it over properly? Boy b'akodesh baruch hu. Before you start, there's a hachana, there's a preparation. You have to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Torah. Haynu lizdabik b'chol koi chayusav l'dvar Hashem zu halacha. U'bezeh hu dova boy yizbarach mamish kebiyacha. Before a person starts to learn Torah, that's what he has to do. He has to sit down. Zman mu'at. Zman mu'at can mean a zman mu'at, a short mamish, a few seconds. Obviously, a little longer. But a few seconds. I'm coming to learn Torah Semes. Hashem, please help me. And that's the tefillah. That was the tefillah. In Brachas Daf Choches. We'll conclude with this now. To think... He's coming to sit with his creator, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMelamei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamei Torah. That's the bracha we make. Berachas HaTorah. Let's bring it around full circle here. HaMelamei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamei Torah. L'tayr me'avay no'isa behir hu ha'tshuva. Do tshuva. Before you sit down to learn. Don't just open the Gemara right away. Don't just run to learn. Train yourself. When we sit down to learn, let's take these words of Rav Chaim Volozhin to heart. Let's take these words of the Maharal to heart about the two koishin, the difficulties that do exist when it comes to limud haTorah of Mimelamed to someone else. That who says I'm mechaven libud emes, and who says, that's number one, and who says that the person is going to be listening and understands what I'm saying. For those on the recordings, I welcome and encourage your feedback as well.